Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house, your home, your co-op, your condo, your apartment, your tent, wherever you call home. If you've got a project you'd like to do, we would love to help. You can reach out to us at any time by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on MoneyPit.com. Just click the microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you need some extra prep space in your kitchen, what about adding a kitchen island? We're going to share some design tips that can help you out, even if you don't feel you have the space for one.
And adding a driveway marker can be a fun and practical project that can definitely step up your curb appeal and improve your home safety. So we're going to share some tips for building that project in just a bit.
And here's a generally unpleasant project, de-icing your car window, right? When it's cold and freezing outside and you're trying to get the ice and the fog off the window, we're going to share a simple recipe for a DIY de-icer. You can make it yourself and you can get the job done quickly and easily.
But first, what's your home reno plan for this year? You got a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you want to renovate a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, decor, all of the ins and outs of your project. So definitely reach out.
But first, you got to help yourself by calling us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them on MoneyPit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Matthew from Illinois on the line who's looking for some ideas on what projects are best for the house. How can we help?
I have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It's a ranch in a very desirable neighborhood for our area. And I'm wondering if we're trying to add some square footage, if it's a better value to do some underpinning and dig out a basement or to look at adding on a second story, what would be more cost effective and what is better to affect the value of the house?
That's a good question. I want to ask you about your neighborhood. Are most of the homes ranches or are there some two-story homes around you?
It's about 50-50.
So, I mean, my gut would tell me that putting a second floor on would probably be much more desirable to a home buyer. Having a basement is a nice to have. I don't think it's a have to have. And it certainly doesn't replace the value that you would get by having a second floor with additional bedrooms and bathrooms, because those are the things that really add to the value of your home. You know, you could very simply get in touch with a local real estate agent. Perhaps there are usually realtors in all these areas that are just looking to develop their book of business, whether it's for somebody that's going to sell now or sell in the future, and ask them that question. They may be able to look at the listings and say, well, look, here's a house similar size to you with a finished basement and, you know, what that was worth compared to a home that maybe had a crawl space and a second story. I mean, the data is out there if you want to investigate your local area. But my gut would say that a second story would bring more value to your house than just a first floor with a finished basement. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, I think a finished basement is great depending on the type of people that are in the area. Is it more families? Is it more younger people? It's also the size of the house. So you have to kind of consider who the prospective user of the home is if you're trying to sell down the road.
Well, it's definitely a family neighborhood. I know I'm one of the only homes in the neighborhood that doesn't have a basement, but I do have a three-car garage, so I get that extra storage space from that, and maybe some extra bedroom, bathroom space would be more desirable.
Matthew, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project and let us know what you decide.
Ooh, now we've got Catherine from Colorado on the line. Not something we like to deal with. Pest control. What is going on with the mice and the rats?
Well, the downstairs in the house, it's not finished. So somehow they're getting in downstairs, and I see little drop-ins, different places. So what I've been using so far is those green pellets of poison. But I've heard from a friend that there's new products out there, the ultrasonic plugins. I wanted to get information about that, if you would know.
Yeah, I would skip that. I think that's kind of junk science. So I would skip any of those ultrasonic plug-in things. What you want to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to eliminate nesting areas. So around the area of your house, if you have firewood, trash cans, debris of any sort that's anywhere near the foundation, those are nesting areas for rodents. You eliminate those. Secondly, you plug up any openings in the outside walls of that house. Now, mice need something the size of about a quarter or even less to get in. So any openings should be plugged. Inside the house, you want to make sure that there's no food for them. So a lot of times people will make mistakes by providing food when they don't realize they're doing it. For example, I had a friend who used to keep her pet food in the garage, and it was a big, you know, sack, 50-pound, whatever it was, bag of pet food. Never really even noticed that the mice had dug themselves a nice little front door for this that wasn't obvious, and they were just getting a big meal every single day from the pet food. So look for things like that where food is being left out for them. Moisture is also very attractive to rodents, so water that collects the foundation perimeter can bring them in. And inside the house, I think you're doing the right thing using the baits and the poisons, because they're very effective with most of the baits today. You know, for example, the decon, one hit of that, so to speak, it takes them out. I mean, it's just one and done. So I think all those things together is what's going to control and reduce the rodent population around this house.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi-connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. Money Pit.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, having an extra work surface in your kitchen can make it much more useful. We're going to have some tips for adding kitchen islands, even in places where none existed, next.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. ANGI.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you guys are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Joe in Michigan who's dealing with a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, this roof I need some help with. I bought the house about 8 years ago. It's got a good roof on it, but it appears that they tried to save some money and have somebody do it. And what the problem is the shingles don't come out far enough from the top of the roof to get into the gutters. And there's a metal strip that goes along right at the bottom edge of the roof. And from what I see, it almost looks as though it's turned around backwards, as though if it was put in properly, it would extend out further to help get the water towards the gutters or into the gutters.
Okay.
So what the mess I've got now is I've got all this water that's hitting some spots in the gutter properly and others not, and I've tried to push the gutters and tap the gutters back up as far against the fascia as I can, and I'm still getting water through there, and it's frustrating.
Well, the metal strip is throwing me a little bit. Now, typically, at the edge of the fascia, you'd have something called a drip edge, which is sort of like a right-angle piece of trim that goes over the front of the fascia and up under the roof, and it's at a 90-degree angle. Is that kind of what you're seeing or not?
I had them install some aluminum over the fascia board. But I don't think that's what you're talking about. It is a channel of sorts, but it's right on the top lip of the roof, if I'm explaining this right. You know, where they first start putting the shingles on and then they start moving up forward? It's like right at that edge, there's metal.
Are the shingles resting on top of the metal?
Yes.
Regardless, the solution here is the same. What you need to do is to extend those roof shingles into the gutter. So because there's not a magic potion that will do that, the way to fix this is to get a flat bar, and that's a very thin pry bar, and you're lifting up the edges of those shingles at the bottom of the roof edge, and you're going to slip underneath some flashing. And the flashing that you would use is probably just aluminum roll flashing, maybe 6-inch or 8-inch wide flashing. And the easiest way to do this is in small pieces, because it becomes too hard to handle when you have a long piece. And you run the flashing up under the roof shingles, and you make sure it extends past the roof shingles and lays into the top of the gutters. So essentially what you're doing is creating a bridge to make up the distance between where the shingle ended and where it really should have ended, which is at the edge of the gutter. And this way, when the water comes down the roof, it will drop from the shingle to the flashing to the gutter. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that sounds like something I can do. So I appreciate you, and we'll give that a shot.
Yeah, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to step up the counter space in your kitchen, adding an island is a great option if you've got the room. I mean, no doubt about it. You definitely need some space for an island, because they're usually at least 24 inches by 36, like at a minimum. Now, kitchens don't always have to be made of expensive cabinets. Instead, you can think about upcycling a piece of furniture, like maybe you've seen a beautiful old dresser, or maybe even have one in the garage or basement, even a vanity. We've got a lot of posts on how you can use those pieces of furniture in different ways on moneypit.com. Now, if your kitchen is small, another option is to use a mobile kitchen cart. It's smaller than an island, and the kitchen carts can greatly enhance your cooking space because they're compact, they're very versatile, and they come in a lot of different sizes and styles and finishes and configurations. And, you know, you can kind of push them aside when you don't need them, and you can kind of move them around the kitchen with you for a variety of steps of the process of cooking. I mean, they're definitely helpful and definitely space savers.
You know, speaking of a kitchen cart kind of a thing, you know, we recently, and this is not for a kitchen or maybe more for an outdoor kitchen, over the holidays, our kids gave us a pizza oven, which was a really cool gift. Now, to use this, you got to set it on a table, and you got to set it on some sort of a table or stand outside. So I thought, boy, wouldn't it be neat if I had some sort of like a rolling cart for this? And I found online a huge array of stainless steel food prep tables that are available with wheels. And I could not believe how inexpensive they were. Like, for about $100, I got a stainless steel table that was about, I'm going to say 24 by 30, that held the oven perfectly. As a shelf on the bottom, we put a whole 20-pound tank of propane, so it was completely contained that way. And I was thinking, boy, you could use these inside or out, these stainless steel islands. So that's another way just to have a food prep area that's easy to clean, easy to maintain, that you can simply wheel out and then wheel away when you're done. Now, if it's hard to drop an island into an existing kitchen, you want to do like a traditional island, think about designing an island into a new kitchen. And that always makes a lot of sense, because then you can really plan it out and you can work on all the space around it, because that's when it's easy to move things around and shift it to kind of really maximize all of that space and the cooking and the cabinet space, and think about the working triangle. In fact, a friend of mine is just about ready to complete a renovation, and one of the last steps was to install her island. And so she had the contractor sort of tape it out on the floor. And once she saw the space around it, she was able to make some changes, because it turned out a lot of that space was wasted. And by shifting the island at that point, it was very easy to kind of make that change. So you have all those options if you are going to be building new. But if not, you can do anything from a small piece of upcycled furniture to a cart to a stainless steel food prep table. All of those options await you, and really allows you to take advantage of having that extra surface. Because I tell you, when you need it, you need it. Right, Les?
Yeah. Now let's talk about the pizzas. Have you made some? How are they?
We did. It's funny. I was not here for the initial pizza.
The inaugural pizza event.
Cook-off. So my wife and my kids were doing it on their own. And then my son called me later, and he gave me a FaceTime tour of the results. And they made about 5 or 6 pies, because they're only like 12 or 14 inches wide. The first one looked like a blob of seared dough, so that didn't go so well.
There's a learning curve, I'm guessing.
Right. As we moved through, there was one that was torn nearly in half. And then we peaked with a really dark one, too much char. And by the time they got to 5 and 6, they were looking just perfect. So I think there's definitely a learning curve. I did try my own hand at it about 2 weeks later. And I found, to my embarrassment as an Italian, I could not take that pizza tray with the long handle.
The pizza peel.
That's right. The pizza peel. And, you know, you see the pizza guys do this all the time. And they just flip the
the pizza around it. It just spins. Mine was like glued to the pizza peel, so I had to use like tongs to rotate it.
It's they have a lot of like they put something on the bottom. It's either like a flour or a cornmeal or something to keep it sort of loose on that peel and to also to keep it from sticking to the oven.
Right. So I got some work to do. I'm really pleased with it. The one they got was I think it's called an uni, O-O-N-I.
An uni stove. Those are like the gift of the season.
They were great. And when you do finally heat it up, it takes 20 minutes to heat it up, by the way. But when you put the pizza in, it cooks in 1 minute. 1 minute. And they weren't kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was good.
That is awesome.
So that's my Kitchen Island story and my pizza story.
All right. Coming over for one.
You got it.
Gayla in California is having an issue with the countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I am. About 4.5 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen and installed Corian countertops. And I use the pattern called Savannah. It's one of the light ones. So I'm getting ready now to sell my home. And looking at the countertops, they're really, it sounds like, thousands of hairline scratches. And I'm wondering, how can I bring back their luster? They never were shiny, but, they were lustrous.
Yeah, they do have like a satin finish that looks very rich and nice. But obviously over time, just from, normal wear and tear, they are going to dull and, not look so great. There's a good website that generally specializes in granite and marble care. It's called stonecare.com, but they do have some products for Corian. And there's actually a spray, it's made to reduce a residue on the surface. I'm not sure it's going to help you with the scratches, but it could be a good starting point. It's called their Deep Cleaner for Corian. And that might be a good place to start, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that they're that dirty. I do keep them quite clean, but it's just a question. It's just those hairline scratches, and when the sun comes through the window, you really see them.
What that product does is it will also pull out any residue from all the cleaning that you have been doing so religiously, which is a good thing. The other nice thing, though, about Corian is the scratches can be repaired. And if you the Corian can be repolished, basically lightly sanded, so to speak.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Right, to actually pull those scratches right out. So that's not something that I would recommend that you do the first time out.
But if you contact a
kitchen cabinet company, for example, they might have an installer, and for a reasonably small fee, they might come out and repolish those tops for you. They're going to have all the tools and the equipment as well, and probably they can pull many of those scratches right out.
Well, thank you. That sounds like the way to go for me.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and good luck selling your house.
Well, thank you, and best to you both.
Bill in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm trying to claim some pressure-treated deck. This is on the second floor of my house, and also on the ground is stone. What we have here in Tennessee is crab orchard stone. It's a soft stone, and it's turned black. The stone has turned black over time. It's about 15 years old, and the pressure-treated wood is turned black also. And I wanted to see what the best thing to clean both of them. I've tried cleaner on the end of a garden hose, and and I followed the instructions, but it didn't do much at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like a combination of, the wood aging and also mold or algae. Now, a pressure washer set to an aggressive but gentle setting, if that makes any sense, will probably do the best to kind of attack this growth on it. If you could use some bleach and water or wet and forget, a product like that that will, do a good job of, I'm not going to say attacking, but you know what I mean, like really aggressively going at this growth, that will probably do a good job of getting to the base of it and removing it from it. If you can get more sunlight on the area to sort of beat this shady mold growth that's happening, that will help tremendously. There's some things that you can do there.
Okay. That's good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Building a driveway marker, it can be a fun weekend project that definitely adds to your curb appeal and for sure steps up your home safety. So we're going to have some tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Jan in California is having a wallpaper removal situation. Tell us what's going on.
I've been removing wallpaper and repapering for 50 years, and I've never come across where you take the wallpaper off and it looks like there's a paper lining behind it. I've had some people tell me that this is a filler for the texturing, so the wallpaper looks smooth, and others tell me that it's a liner, and it fills the whole wall with pencil lines where the wallpaper goes. I don't want to damage the sheetrock that's underneath. So I'm a little leery about taking that off or leaving it on or what I should do with it.
So your end game is to get down to the drywall?
Well, it doesn't have to be if I can texture over what's there. But it's almost like a paper. And I don't know if we can put the mud and everything on that.
If it's adhered well, then I don't see why you couldn't texture over it. Do you want to use a textured paint?
No, I want to use the texture that I've had on the other walls.
The key here is whether or not the surface that you've exposed is well adhered to the drywall underneath. If it's well adhered, then you can go ahead and put your texture over that. If it's not, then your texture could be on there for a couple of months and it could start falling off in chunks when that backer paper pulls off. As long as it's well adhered, then I don't see any reason you can't go on top of it, Jan.
Okay, I appreciate you and enjoy your program all the time.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you may have noticed that the homes that really stand out are the ones that have a little something extra at the end of their driveway. I'm talking about a driveway marker. Now, there's the aesthetic reason, of course. They just look nice. They set your home apart from the street. And they really set a tone that's just a notch above. But they can also help to identify your house for everybody, from delivery people to friends to, most importantly, first responders like fire, police, and EMTs.
Now, there are many types of driveway markers. You think about it. It's stone. It comes in brick, wood, metal fence pieces. Some people use sculpture to create driveway markers. Whichever one you choose, make sure you keep your home style into that consideration, because if you live like in a modest colonial house, you don't want to put like giant columns on either side of your driveway. It's not going to look right. So think about size. Think about the materials. Some material requires a lot more maintenance than others. And, you know, you don't want to be dealing with that if you don't have to. And this is important. Add reflectors. Why would you do that? Well, if you live on a dark street, it helps you spot both sides of the driveway. If you live in an area where there's a lot of snow, it gives you a sense as to where those surfaces are so you don't mistakenly hit them with snow plows or snow blowers or even your shovels. And then think about installation. Make sure your markers, no matter what material, are not going anywhere anytime soon. And remember, you need to call before you dig. You need to make sure you identify utility lines that are underneath that surface. If you break a utility line you didn't call first, you will be subject to buku fines, like major bucks. So don't skip that step. It's free. You just call 811, and they will send out a team from the local utility to mark that out so you know it's going to be nice and safe.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? When you're in the planning process, maybe you can consider adding a mailbox or a place to get the newspaper into. You know, those are really fun ways to help make it more functional and beautiful. Think about lighting. Think about the house numbers. Find something that's in the style of your home. And I mean, one of the most common types that we've seen is a white picket fence style. You know, it's kind of two simple corners on either side of the drive. And then there's sort of those stock pieces of fencing that kind of swoop down, you know, make a little, just a little design point at the end of the drive. And that is definitely a DIY project.
We've got more tips on MoneyPit.com on how to create the perfect driveway markers.
All right, now we've got Derwin in Texas who's dealing with a fascia board situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a fascia board that is rotten. The way it's put on there is I have a 1x4 fascia board that's nailed up on there, and then the 1x2 is nailed on the top portion of the fascia board.
Yep.
And which kind of act, and the gutter is nailed to the 1x2, so I guess the 1x2 keeps the gutter from resting up against the fascia board.
Got it.
Keep from rotting. Mm-hmm. So, but the drip edge, there's a drip edge that's nailed to the top, so like a 2x2 drip edge, and the top part of the drip edge is nailed to the roof deck, and then it it lays, the other half is lays into the gutter.
So what you want to know is how can you get the rotted fascia board out without taking apart your gutter and your drip edge and your spacer and all that stuff, right?
Right.
There's no way to surgically remove the fascia. It's like one part of the assembly. So you'd have to take the whole thing apart. Now, I mean, it sounds like a lot of work. It's not a tremendous project to get a gutter off. It's not something you can do yourself because you don't want to bend it. So you have to do it with some help, take the gutter off in one piece. But there is an opportunity here, and that is that when you replace the fascia, I would not put wood fascia back. What I would do is I would use a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K. And this looks like wood, so it can look like that old 1x4 that you had, except it's made of cellular PVC. So it cuts like wood and it looks like wood, but it never rots. So I would definitely suggest that this is an opportunity to improve the material that you're using there. Now, whether or not you put back the spacer and the gutter the way it was before is up to you. You really don't need to have a spacer. You could put the gutter right up against the AZEK, then have the roof just lay into the top of the gutter. That would be the most normal assembly for that kind of thing. But if you want the spacer and it just works out better because that's the way it was before, then what you could do is buy 1x6 AZEK, cut a 1.5-inch strip off of it, use that as the spacer, and use the rest as you'll have 1x4 left, and use that for the fascia, and you'll have the strip just in one piece.
So it cuts just like wood.
Looks like wood, cuts like wood, doesn't rot like wood. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, de-icing your car window can be a cold and unpleasant start for your day. We're going to share a simple recipe for a de-icer you can make yourself that can get the job done quickly and easily when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors.
Projects from Deitch Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. LuxRock and other Deitch Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got big plans for The Money Pit this 2023 year? Maybe you've got a big project, maybe you've got a small project. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line, who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. Then if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot. But it's really sort of a misnomer, because it's not really dry rot. It's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house?
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible, because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, Joan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, de-icing your car window can be a cold and unpleasant start to the day, so we've got a simple recipe for a de-icer that you can make yourself that's going to get that job done quickly and easily. So here's what you do. You fill up a spray bottle with about one-third water and two-thirds rubbing alcohol. Mixing just water and rubbing alcohol is going to work like magic. Now keep that filled spray bottle in your car so that you can use it on the go.
Yeah, that water and alcohol works really well, because rubbing alcohol has a much, much, much lower freezing point than water. Actually, it freezes at like over 100 degrees below Fahrenheit. So it really speeds up the melting process, and it prevents that surface from icing up in the future. And I love it. You can just simply keep it in your car, because this way, you know, you have it when you need it. I mean, even at the end of the day, you come out of work and you got to de-ice your car, you just grab the bottle with a few spritz, you're totally good to go.
Randy in Delaware is on the line doing a bathroom project. Tell us how you're working on it.
So a shower stall, an old shower stall was removed with, an old pan, just, all cruddy and moldy and outdated. So installing a new shower base, it's not a mud base. It's, preformed epoxy and, cement. And then, I was wondering about what type of flashing you might recommend from, the framing members behind, the corners and, any of these areas. How susceptible are they to, these moisture issues where, the corners may, with expansion and contraction, may break open or, get some kind of moisture penetration? What's the extent of the, flashing system that you put behind cement board?
Okay, so when you put on tile backer board, you don't flash like you would if you were, putting up shingles and intersecting with siding. I mean, essentially what you do is you put the pan in, you put the backer board on, you overlap the pan, and then you put the adhesive on and the tile right on top of that. I mean, that's sort of the normal procedure for doing a tile job. You don't really flash the board any further than just making sure it overlaps
the prefabricated pan. Is that what I'm hearing? You're using a prefabricated, say, a fiberglass tile pan?
Right. But, you know, there are a lot of recommendations out there to run like a 6 mil plastic sheet behind the backer board so that any penetration that, you know, could occur in the future hits this plastic wall, it overlaps the pan, and in front of that, the backer board overlaps it. But anything that penetrates the backer board and the tile and all that hits this plastic and eventually makes its way to the pan, you know, never actually, you know, getting to the framing members.
I don't have a problem with that. But let me put it to you this way. For many years, the way that tile showers were done is they simply put the green board, the water-resistant drywall, right on top of the studs. And that was it. There was nothing more than that. So by putting on a tile board, you're already making it a lot more durable. And if you want to put a polyethylene sheet behind that, I have no problem with that. Just make sure that the shower pan that you choose goes up enough to create that good overlap at the bottom so you don't have water that backs up into it.
I think that's it.
What are you guys working on this fine February day? If it's your house, you're in the right place because we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios and here to help. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, almost all attics need vents, but placing vents in the wrong place can lead to losing energy, gaining some mold, and rot. We're going to share how you can avoid all of that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440. 1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Here to help you take care of your home. If you've got a question, you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or you could post your questions at MoneyPit.com.
Francine wrote in to Team Money Pit, and she says, our home has a hip roof with a short ridge vent due to the hip design. My soffit vents are adequately open. Will I get enough natural ventilation without a powered roof ventilator fan?
Ah, that's a great question. So first off, you need to understand that attics do need plenty of ventilation for a couple of reasons. Now, in the summer, it helps keep them cool, which makes it easier to air condition your house. In the winter, that ventilation takes out a lot of moisture, which prevents the roof sheathing from rotting and also lets the insulation kind of dry out, because if it gets damp, it doesn't work very well. Now, generally speaking, we advise that you put in soffit vents like you've already done, Francine, and then also ridge vents. But when you have a hip design, and for those that are unfamiliar with that, that's when your roof sort of is shaped like a bit of a pyramid with like a straight part at the top. So you don't have a long ridge vent. The ridge vent may only be, say, 8 feet, and the total width of the roof could be like 30 feet. So you don't get a lot of space for ventilation in a place like that. So you can supplement that by putting in roof vents close-ish to the ridge, but not necessarily on the ridge. So if you have the front and the back of the ridge of the roof covered with the ridge vent, on the ends, on the sides of those two other triangle sections, you could put a regular roof vent at the top, and that will help you. Now, when they're all in and working properly, here's what happens. The air blows over the ridge, and it sucks out of the attic, sort of depressurizes that space, and pulls out of the attic all of that moist air, for example, in the wintertime. Now, at the same time, as the air blows against the side of your house, the wind pushes that air against the side of your house, it goes into the soffit vents, up under the roof sheathing, dragging it out, and again, exits at the ridge vent. So that cyclical sort of 24/7 flow basically works year-round and does its job, and it's much, much better than a powered attic ventilator, because when you have one of those, especially, I've seen people put these, Leslie, like they have a little ridge vent, and then they put the ventilator right next to it. It's like a dog chasing its tail. You know, the air basically pulls in the ridge vent, goes out the ventilator, and so on and so forth. It just cycles. It never really, you know, ventilates the entire house. So kind of a bad idea for that reason. And also, it can also depressurize the rest of the house. That means you can actually pull air-conditioned air out from the living space, and that means you have to run the AC longer, you know, to do that. So for it to be effective. So for all those reasons, improve the ridge vent as best you can. Put in roof vents where you can, and always keep those soffit vents open.
All right, good tips. Now we've got Jackie, who says, part of my house has a flat metal roof that's leaking at the seams. What is the best way to seal those leaks? I don't know that I've seen a flat metal roof.
Well, you know, we do see more and more of them. First of all, if you go to an area that's really old, like when I was first doing home inspections, I was in Washington, D.C., and there they've got flat metal roofs and slightly pitched metal roofs all over the place, especially like in the center of the city. We used to see them a lot. So I learned a lot about how they go together and how they fall apart. And I've seen a lot of good repair jobs and a lot of bad repair jobs. And the bottom line is that lazy roofers will cover them with tar. That's the kiss of death for a metal roof, because it starts the rusting process. The best thing to do is, if you have leaks at the seam, is to have a metal roofer, open up those seams and rebuild them so they don't leak. The only sealant I would use if you had to do something quick would be clear silicone sealant along the seam that's leaking. Don't go overboard on it, because you don't want the risk water getting under it and forcing that metal roof to rust.
All right, that's a good call. Hope that helps you out, Jackie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope that you picked up a trick or two about how to take care of your house, get those jobs done once, done right, so you don't have to do it again. If you think of a question, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions by clicking the microphone button at MoneyPit.com. For now, that's all the time we have. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.